On part one of two of our oxytocin series, which regions of the brain affect the social behavior of a species? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sarah Freeman, assistant professor in the biology department at Utah State University, goes inside to find out.
I study the hormone oxytocin, which is produced in your brain and is classically known for its role in childbirth, where it initiates uterine contractions during labor. In recent decades, researchers have found that oxytocin isn't just a maternal hormone. It's also critical for the formation and maintenance of strong social bonds, like the love between two romantic partners or the attachment bond between two adult pairmates of a monogamous animal species. Hormones like oxytocin function in our bodies by binding selectively to a receptor molecule on a cell. My research focuses on characterizing the locations of oxytocin receptors in the brain in order to establish what parts of the brain are responsible for oxytocin's profound effects on social behavior across species. Previous work has only characterized oxytocin receptors in rodent brains. My work compared the distributions of oxytocin receptors across the brains of several different species of monkey. I found that the regions of the primate brain that express oxytocin receptors overlap with the circuits of the brain that we know to be involved in visual processing and attention. If you compare this pattern with that of rodents' brains, you see that the regions of the rodent brain that are high in oxytocin receptors overlap primarily with circuits that process olfactory signals from the nose. Thus, it seems that over evolutionary time, the brains of these divergent taxa have been shaped so that oxytocin is acting in the regions that process incoming sensory information from the sense organ that they primarily use to navigate their social environments, vision for primates and olfaction for rodents.
That was Sarah Freeman of Utah State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.